Patterns of Presence, Day 5. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. As we've sat in these verses over the past number of days, we can see that there is so much contained within them. We see from these poetic words that God inhabits structure and sets up patterns and rhythms. He fills the empty and lights up the dark. He creates that which is good, and he brings life into the light. So much is accomplished within the first day, including the creation of just that, the first day. He separates light from the darkness, and he names it and he purposes it. The light is day, and the darkness is night. Evening passes, morning arrives, and with the first day comes the arrival of time. Time governs everything. The seasons, the passage of history, the intentions of the future, even the experience of the present. Everything is governed by time and dictated by time, except one: God. He exists outside the confines of time. Before there was time, there was God. And as time was created as the constant that sets the very rhythm of all life and living, this unstoppable force that shapes everything everywhere, well, it was set in place by God, defined by him. He released it into being as that which sets the patterns of existence. Before such a rhythm was in place, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and the Godhead fashioned the foundations of all that we know. God sits outside the boundaries of time, and therefore he's not influenced by time as we are. He's not shaped by time, and he's not defined by time, and he's not restrained by it either. This is why his timing always seems to be so different from ours, and why he works out his agenda at a pace that is very often different to what we expect or even desire. Because time is neither his keeper nor his master, but it is ours. We blink and we feel like we've missed our kids growing up, but yet when we were young it felt like Christmas took eternity to come back round again. When we're given deadlines and targets, it always feels like time runs away from us. We get a health scare and suddenly we think, heck, life's too short. We hit a crisis and it feels like it endures forever. We face loss and it just feels like time stops. We like to think that we're the timekeepers, but time keeps us and it holds us in its grip and shapes our journey. But not so with the eternal God. He sits outside of time, undefined by it, not needing to dance to its tune. Yet he steps into our world and into our space, and he reveals himself and he moves within our worlds. He performs miracles that alter the course of nature. He releases to his words in season, and he always seems to show up just at the right time. These disciples have such a unique position and privilege. We're children of the living God, and the Spirit who hovered over the waters before time began, he lives and dwells in us and makes God real to us. When we take time to prioritise the presence of God, the God who sits outside of the boundaries of time, yet comes and fills our moments with reality, he comes and makes himself known to us. When we build into the use of our time the patterns, structures, rhythms and rituals that connect with him, we bring the reality of the eternal God into our here and now. Our moments of practicing the presence of God become moments that bridge heaven and earth and see the timeless God fill a moment in time. We must use our time to actively pursue his presence, that wherever we are and whatever is going on, we are always carrying the reality of the eternal God into every time, space, moment, and environment. Today, take time to connect to the presence of the God who is the Ancient of Days. Ask him to reveal to you today the ageless one who is faithful in every season. Take refuge for a moment in the God that spans time and eternity. Rest under his wings and be in awe that the ageless God who sits outside the boundaries of time is one who comes to you in your time and moves within your day. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
I remember how you provided, how you held me through the night. And I remember how you sustained me when you stepped in to save my life. If I knew then what I know now, I would be still and let you work it out. Jesus, I was tossed in the
I worship you. There's never been
Jesus.